Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the onset of COVID-19 has sent businesses and people alike into a frenzy as its impact is felt across every business function and sector. Yet amid Singaporeans' panic buying of essentials, perhaps businesses are struggling to keep operations running as the situation evolves. With Bloomberg calling this the world's largest work-from-home experiment, has this experiment been largely successful or more disruptive? Specifically, when business functions handle confidential data, such as the finance department, does this mean that performing of work is only confined to office premises? And what would be the alternative should this scenario be not applicable? Does work stop even? We're chatting today with Terry Smag, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Blackline. They're a leading provider of cloud software, to get his insights. So Terry, the cloud, never been a better time to have your head in it. Right.
Hey, hi, evening, Sabi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for asking. So the cloud-first strategy, talk to us about how that benefits businesses with the increased protections, for example, and to help with business continuity.
You know, I'd like to start really first by having our thoughts with everyone that's affected and the many communities that are feeling the impact, right? Really express our deepest thanks and appreciation to all the healthcare workers, the emergency workers, and all others in the front lines caring for the sick and keeping us safe. I think thank you to all of them. Now, to the cloud. Literally, what do we do with that, right? You know, this is where organizations have a cloud-first strategy, really helping businesses to deal with and recover more effectively in terms of enterprising, getting up to back up their data, the applications, operating systems to a remote data center, or commonly known as a cloud. I think a lot of benefits are there in cloud computing, rapid deployment, high scalability, and in addition, it enables businesses, right, more importantly, to spend less financial resources on IT and spend less time on installing the new capacity in terms of getting infrastructure up and going. This brings about essential components into a single shareable environment. We have seen, and it's a big trend has been coming up, and nothing new, more businesses are seeing the value of increased digitalization in the light of the COVID-19 pandemic, more so with our Minister for Communications and Information, S.S. Warren, who actually mentioned this in his interview yesterday. Look, the government has long encouraged firms to use more digital technology in their processes, right? COVID-19 has brought into stark relief its relevance and usefulness at a time where companies have had to activate their business continuity plans or BCPs. I think this has been the biggest challenge itself, right? How do we actually get and what's the benefits of the cloud itself? It is about today, it's about agility, it's about getting organizations to work in this new normal.
What if the business hasn't adopted the cloud yet? Can they get up to speed in such a short time frame?
You know, the beauty about cloud technologies is that it is anywhere. It is the ability to actually switch it on in a very short period of time. And for companies that haven't adopted yet, they should start assessing their IT strategy. And this is being agile, mobile, critical to success for companies in the future. And if they're looking to go out there and look at embracing the cloud technologies with telecommuting and a lot more other technologies that allow you to be in the cloud, it is possible. The question is that how, and you know, you got to either do it in phases by moving your solutions to the cloud or actually embracing it altogether. But it is
wholesale.
It is great.
That's challenging, is it not?
You know, those are the challenges, but what are the options? With the new norm, you've got to start to adopt, to adapt to the new perspective of the changing environment itself, right? You know, our Deputy Prime Minister, Heng Swee Keat, recently stated that companies must adopt technology to transform, especially our SMEs, right? They need to be proactive in adopting tech to emerge stronger, even after the downturn. This is just the iceberg of things we're going into the future.
Let's talk about how businesses can ensure continued visibility for them to complete their tasks, for example, so that they have ownership and even when operations get disrupted. And of course, cloud comes into play here.
Absolutely. I think, look, uncertainty, risk and change all reached a new level recently as companies implemented work from home and other policies to prevent the spread of COVID-19. With almost no time to prepare, businesses have been asked to deliver over a distributed workforce. Cloud-based solutions, continued visibility, task competition, and even completion of it and ownership. To give you an example, at Blackline, cloud-based solutions help deliver transparent and reliable information across the organization in multiple teams. So you can be disparate, you can be distributed, But more importantly, you are online, you're able to access information.
Even if geographically displaced.
Absolutely. While doing that and getting information, you are having the maintaining appropriate levels of control, governance and compliance in place. Right, I think that's where it's more important for when data is being shared and you're in the cloud, you are secure, you have an environment to share, and it's collaborative in nature with your employees.
A concern that's popped up as well is about employees increasing their accuracy, reducing errors as well in different environments, geographically displaced as well, that we talked about earlier. How much does this has to do with hardware?
We've got to be fair, and we got to firstly equip our employees with the necessary resources to carry out their tasks, if it's laptops or iPads or mobile devices for them to work from home. But then again, there's also other cloud-based applications and solutions for their employees to actually perform their job effectively from a remote location, right? Be it at home or whichever physical location that they are based at. Companies will need to accommodate a variety of working styles, right? Especially the ongoing telecommuting that's actually happening. One of the key things of successful organizations' agility in the new normal, right? Adoption of technologies like automation, artificial intelligence, and machine learning will play a significant role in companies to unlock productivity, reduce errors, and more importantly, again, being very productive in this agile environment.
We're speaking with Terry Smag, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Blackline. Terry, how do you think businesses seem to be handling the disruption so far? What do you think needs to be done better, though?
I think, this is uncharted territory for most businesses, right? Mm. They face uncertainty and unprecedented disruptions. Majority of the organizations, I think, are doing okay, but they are leveraging technology to facilitate remote working, right? Meetings, teleconferencing, cloud-based collaboration tools, business applications. But I think the whole perspective is for agility to the success is the new normal. We need to believe that, and the leaders need to look at a hard look at their business to drive digital transformation, right? These new technologies will also help to drive innovation. Most importantly, organizations and the leaders there, they need to understand their people. It is a new change. The more we confront, the more important it is to understand how we are feeling, what's the adjustments that's required on a daily basis, because this is new. These experiences are all unique to each of us. So I think we're all embracing BCP in a way that we never assumed that it's going to actually happen in a big scale itself. So we are getting there. We are coping as an organization across, and I see many of them in the industry, but more importantly, is really taking care of their people.
What about Blackline? It seems that you're always poised to have been able to embrace this kind of work from home situation.
Well, at Blackline, we're very fortunate having, firstly, a solution that allows us to be, serving our customers and our partners across in the cloud itself, right? We're doing all we can to ensure our mission-critical cloud-based platform, accounting platform, operates flawlessly during this period. Putting our best minds together, compiling leading practices, content base, and expertise that we've gathered around, we're working with so many organizations around the world. But most importantly, we believe that understanding, acknowledging, and acting on the challenges and questions our customers, partners, and community, especially our employees also, will help us equip them to navigate this new normal. We are doing what we can to support our customers and especially our global community at this point of time. So, the agility with the team, with the employees and around at Blackline has been stellar so far.
Terry, though, what do you think if work from home is just really not feasible for some sectors? It's like that. What can they do?
Well, a couple of things, right? If the work at home is not really an option, businesses need to be flexible and adopt a couple of alternatives. Practicing split teams, staggering working hours, different groups of employees coming to work at different hours, fewer interactions, spacing them out in the office, avoid peak hours on public transportations. The whole perspective of practicing social distancing in the workplace need to happen. Avoid unnecessary gatherings or meetings. And then most importantly is really, equip and really have the accessibility of materials like mask, hand wash, cleaning equipment, and mandate regular temperature screenings for your employees, right? There are sectors and which this might not be feasible altogether, but as much as we can, we should be allowing and empowering employees to work from home.
Terry Smag, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Blackline. Terry, stay safe. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.